This episode of List Log is brought to you by Universal Store. Shop 20% off store-wide for one day only this Friday, November 26. Yee-hoo! Danny boy. Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
You look well.
You look great.
Assuming you are well.
Yeah, you look good. You look good. Have a nice tan at the moment.
Thank you. I went to Sydney.
Here we go.
Yeah. Hey, congrats again on your engagement last week.
Thanks for bringing it up again.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah.
If you're like, we are the luckiest man in the world.
We are.
I'd say I'm lucky.
You're not luckier than me, but
I was going to say that, then I was like, that's rude.
Yeah.
We're both very lucky.
We are.
I was thinking though, if we weren't lucky and we didn't have the beautiful princesses in our life, where would you take, let me rephrase that. Imagine you're just first Anna.
I'm in love already. Again,
okay, you're in love. First date. Where do you take her on a first date?
Chapel, get married to her straight away. No, well, think about first, I've been thinking about this for a little bit.
Have you?
It's not that I have any plans to, you know.
Date again.
But if I was to go back and start dating again, dating's a tough game.
It is, man. I don't feel so sorry for her.
So first dates, like, they're hard. You don't want to be stuck at a long dinner. It's like an
if you hate the person.
Well, you don't. You've just met him, really.
Yeah.
Like grilled or something. A burger.
You're going to take a date to grill?
Oh, it's a burger, then you're out of there.
That's funny.
Where are you going?
I would always go. So I've thought about this a lot too, not that I'm thinking of it, but I always strike up the best conversations at dog parks.
Oh my God.
So I would go to a dog park and take a date on a dog park, because you think about it, you're with the person, you can talk to them about, you know, what they're doing, you have the coffee, but then if it gets awkward, you just talk about the dogs.
Oh, that's pretty smart, yeah.
Yeah.
You talk about grilled burgers, like, oh, you went traditional bun. Interesting. I've got to go now.
Let's get into it.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's missed the start.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Goran just kicked it.
Oh, deal, man.
That was a banger.
A lot of people love when I start singing this podcast.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. We know they do. We had a lot of feedback. So I thought, instead of telling you what happened on the 10th at Albert Park last Thursday, I'll sing.
You sing what happened?
Yeah, do you want me to?
Please do.
Well, Dylan, I started off playing some good and golf, and then I got to the 10th and I said, Daniel, it's time to get the driver out. Don't hit the fuck out the ball, just take it easy and nice and solid swing. So halfway through my swing, my mind decided to do another thing. It said, crunch the fucking ball as hard as you can. And I fucking hit this ball 8 yards from the tee. So I said, Daniel, take a mulligan.
It's a long song.
Get another ball out. Get another ball out, Daniel. Take a mulligan. So I put it back on the tee, and I decided this time we're definitely going to take it easy. Halfway through the swing again. I said, hit this ball as fucking far as you can. So that's how my golf's going, man.
Oh, shit.
That's my
man.
Biggest problem. I know we don't want to talk about golf too much, but fuck me. I can't drive for shit.
Yeah, man. I actually had a lesson today. I'm actually a pro. Hey, while we're here, by the way, we have a fellow golfer.
A
fellow golfer in the studio.
Yeah. Big,
a fellow
time.
Clogger.
Yes, yes. You can say that.
And actually, our first question, a single man.
Oh, hello.
Hang on.
They were talking.
Hang on. Whoa, don't.
A few ladies here.
Don't kick the studio.
Oh, come on. Single?
Don't kick the door in.
Yeah.
Don't burn the studio down.
Ladies, relax.
Single man.
I know.
A good friend of the show, friend of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Mitchell, welcome to the show, my friend.
Absolute pleasure, boys. First inaugural guest in-house that I hear.
Yeah, correct. We had Tony Armstrong on once. He was meant to do a cameo for a few minutes, and then he just didn't jump off. But first in-studio guest.
That's a privilege. It's been spending a bit of time with you, Bucks, lately.
No, we haven't.
And you with the driver in hand is very interesting as well.
Yeah, but you haven't seen me since I had my lesson, though.
Yeah, okay.
I had a lesson today.
You're a gun now.
Yeah, what happened in the lesson?
Oh, man, so many good lessons.
What did you get? I had
three key takeaways.
Yeah.
Head down, balance on the front foot, in to out swing, and bend the arm. So actually four takeaways,
People will see on our socials before this goes that you were actually telling Tommy about your form of the lesson and you weren't taking the piss. You were generally being serious about the things you
learned. And I was very invested in the conversation too. I was all over it.
You know what's a funny thing? And I apologise if we talk too much about this at the moment. The golf bug has hit this studio like nothing else.
We've jumped on it hard.
The pandemic.
It's so hard to not talk about. And especially when you get three people, four people, including Sam, that are so shit at golf in one room and you're all giving each other tips. And you're like, well, none of us even know anything about the fucking game. Why are we telling each other what to do right now?
Like we're all pros.
Tommy, man, I know you've hit like nine on this hole and I've hit eight, but I just reckon you're too close to the ball.
You're very supportive though. Like if I hit a bad shot, you'll walk over with your buggy. I'll be a bit flat. You'll be like, man, this is just what I noticed. I think you should do this. You've been playing for 10 years. I'm like, mate, shut up. You're just hitting one in the trees.
I'm just trying to help.
Probably more frustrating.
I'm watching what
that.
Rick Shields does. And I just
you still watching Rick Shields?
Yeah, and I watch Rick Shields. What's on TikTok too. But got a new teacher.
Yeah,
I don't want to drop her name just yet because it's a deal. It's not a
sponsored
deal.
Sponsored job.
It's not a sponsored job.
What's her name again?
I'm saying I'm not dropping the name yet because I don't want her to be booked out. I'm going to tell you once I get
the sponsor.
once I get a few lessons in,
yeah,
I'll let you know. But I'm not saying anything for the time being.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need a lesson at this stage of my career.
Yeah, no, you do.
I don't. I just feel like. The more I do it, the better I'll naturally become.
Hey, funny enough as well, we've got Tommy in today. He's coming for work experience, was it?
Yeah, just work experience. PD.
Yeah.
That's the thing about life after football.
Yeah, and
not that you need to.
We actually did play together last weekend at, no, it was last week, I think, midweek. Because when you work, as we say, when you are the man, you make decisions.
But when your boss actually respects and loves you and you want to go to work every day because you want to make him happy,
yeah,
he'll pay you back by saying, like, guys, go play golf.
On the weekend. go play on the
after
weekend.
After 8:30 to 5. You can do what you want.
Yeah, so we went and played at Royal Burnley last week. You know how I got hit with the Pinnacle and the Deltoid a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, whenever I see someone at the golf course, they always say, watch your Deltoids, which we love. Mm. We love that.
Mm.
Tommy copped one in the pinnacle right in the middle.
Pinnacle again.
Of the soleus. Right in the soleus.
It hit hard.
Last week.
I think next time we play at Royal Burnley, we need to, do you have any shin guards left from your ruckhead? Shin guards, helmets, like it's actually dangerous out there.
I can bring them.
Like there's blokes like us who just, you know.
It's the most dangerous course.
You know, similar types that just love their golf.
Is it just like real crowd at Burnley or like what is it?
There's a bit of room, but we still find a way.
There's a lot of room.
Well, what happened was I thought it was Sammy. So Sammy was about 5 metres to my right and because it hit me pretty hard.
It hit you hard, man.
And so what happened was there was this two holes parallel. They run parallel to each weird layout at Royal Burnley.
Yeah, it's a designer course.
And this bloke's having a shot. A green approach shot? Is that what you call it?
It was a green approach shot, but he's overshot it.
What's
by
a green
about
approach shot?
40 metres.
Try and hit the green.
Oh, makes sense. I knew that, but
anyway,
just see.
He's thinned it, must have thinned it, and it's just, like you said, corky in the soleus. I was down and out. I was thinking, I've broken my leg, but this is just as bad. This is bad.
Did you actually hit the deck?
Oh, nah. I was close.
Oh, fuck, it was close, man. I was about to bump with Sammy. I was like, man, I get it. Got hit with a deltoid last week from fucking 400 yards. You've been hit by from 20 metres. This bloke, the way he carried on was embarrassing, man. He's rolling around. He's like, oh, what the fuck? I was like, mate, just cop the fucking pinnacle to the fucking soleus. Like, you're fine.
Please, give me
anyway,
a spell.
Anyway, it was actually quite scary. We were like going, where'd this ball come from? All of a sudden, there's some bloke comes out of nowhere. And he's like, oh, well, if I hit anyone, I didn't want it to be you. And I was just sitting there going, oh, fuck, you didn't give a fuck about me. So I think he must have been a Hawthorn supporter.
It must have been.
Unfortunately, and he's hit
I
the
actually
price
thought
possession.
I bit my tongue and I was pretty composed. But you were actually, I think after the deltoid incident, you were like, nah, Tommy, you know, don't take it.
No,
I was fine.
Attack him.
No, he copped, unfortunately for him, he copped what I didn't get to give on to the other guy from like a few weeks ago. So apologies to him a little bit, but like
you throw his ball away as well.
The toe poke was good.
The toe poke was good.
Did you toe poke it?
I just out of the way.
Disrespectful.
Didn't say four. Sorry.
Nah. Just not bad luck. It was you, and then we just toe poked it.
So I'm actually starting to think that getting hit with a ball isn't as uncommon as we think. Mm. So yeah, that's what's going on at the moment. Hey, Tommy, you're just going to sit in today and just talk whatever you want to talk.
Happy to be here.
Borders opened last week, boys.
Well, you travelled. You were out about.
We both went to Sydney.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ran into the great man actually. Mm. Strutting around Paddington, the Prince of Paddington.
Trying to avoid him. How was your strut? Up and about again?
Yeah. I was walking in and I'm like, hey, you remember? They're like, yeah.
And what'd you get up to? Who'd you see?
Saw Tommy. It's actually funny enough. Like, you know how we're doing the marathon here. I'm not sure if you've heard. Yeah, we don't really bring it up a lot.
Yeah.
Did 30Ks on the weekend. But I went for, like, a few of the boys are doing a running session. So I caught up with Josh Kelly, Cal Ward, Steve Canelio, and another mate, Jim Hines.
Find my friends again.
Find my friends.
Are you boys doing it?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is weird? What, should weird I just, should I just join in? Should I just join in? They're like, nah, you're too fit. I was like, nah, I'll join in. Yeah. We did a running session, like, and I thought I was going to smoke them. I was like, I'm in the best nick I've ever been in.
Because you've said that.
Feel so good. Fitness is, like, I feel like I'm killing it at the moment. Did this session with them. I looked at it. They're like, oh, we've got two 800s, one 600, four 400s. And I was like, I'll eat that up, spit it out. I was dry reaching after the second, like, 800. I was absolutely cooked. It's a different run, man. It's different to football.
We're at Centennial Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I ran into a few of the boys there. Everyone seemed to be trained together.
Yeah.
But you're right, those sessions, they look good on paper, but they're not nice.
But isn't it crazy? Yeah. Like, the fitness that you have now is, I don't think there's anything like it in terms of that running. Like, because you wouldn't be able to go and run, like, a half marathon tomorrow.
Nah, you'd break down.
But it's so, like, short, sharp, like, just sprinting for, like, 800 metres.
I don't know what's harder. Like, how are you finding, like, when you, I don't know. I haven't heard about the marathon, so I've got one marathon question.
We can tell you. Nah.
Can you just, like, churn out the same pace and it's easy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Easily.
Like, I ran 30 on the weekend and literally didn't break a sweat. Like, I'm not even saying that in terms of... No, like, I'm not saying it like that.
I saw the way you walked up those stairs.
There's another part to that. I didn't break a sweat, but I broke my knee. So, like, the legs and ankles and hips and shit, like... the
concrete, running on concrete. So concrete, we only ever run on grass.
It's all your body, man. It's all about your body. Like, you can't, like, hit the pavement. But you get to a stage aerobically that you can run all day.
That's how I feel. That's why I'm so confident leading the marathon. That's why I'm doing less, because you've done the opposite of what I'm doing. You're doing more K's in your legs.
I'm so scared, man. I've got the worst nightmare. I've got the worst nightmare that's going to come, and I can just feel it. Like, I've put my heart and soul into this thing. My heart and soul. Dan, now that we're all out and about again, it's probably time you look into getting a new kit, my friend.
Oh, I should, mate. Thank you. Can absolutely say the same for you, though.
Well, lucky for you, my friend, Universal Store has 20% off store ride right now. Some exclusions do apply, but at this huge sale, it's for 1 day only. So if you know what's good for you, you'll head into your local Universal Store and get shopping ASAP.
Deal, something you don't know about me is that I've always been a big fan of brands like Thrills and Common Need, which are included in the store-wide 20% off sale.
I'm a big fan of those shops too, man. You can also shop yourself for 1 day only. Yep, 1 day only this Friday, the 26th of November, in-store and online.
A lot of Christmas parties coming up, so look schmick, or if you're going for a trip away to the pub this weekend, grab a outfit from Universal Store today.
Thanks so much to the team at Universal Store for making this episode of List Cloggers possible. We love you. Like, I've literally bought fucking runners. I've watched hours and hours of YouTube.
Breathing techniques.
Sleeping. Like, I go to the physio twice a week. Like, YouTube, I'm doing everything I possibly can.
Is this why on the golf course you keep hitting it, like, sideways?
Just get the K's up. Everything I can. Yeah. Goals has not – he's done one run in 20 Ks, and I reckon I won't – I have a bad feeling he's going to smoke me, or I won't.
They run together?
Well, I was about to say, Lynn, how flat will you be? Because you are really fit.
I'll be honestly devastated.
If we're 35 Ks in, you've obviously left me 2 hours ago. How flat will you be when you see me running past you?
Devastated.
Will it break you? I don't know.
Honestly, I don't mind if you beat me. I just don't want to, like,
smoke
you. I don't want to not finish.
We're not going to finish. We're not going to finish. We'll finish the marathon. We're not stopping.
No, I know that. But, like, when you went to a place where I went to on the weekend and you nearly die and you've still got 12 Ks to go, there's some alarm bells that ring and you go.
So you're really worried.
If I'm at this stage at 30, what's it going to feel like at 42?
I think you go numb by then. I can't see it being harder once you're 34 Ks in. It's just numb. Your body's numb.
Yeah.
That's my method.
Okay.
Yeah, coming from the bloke that did 17 Ks and stopped because he was bored on Saturday.
Hey, Tommy, as well, you're just back at training now, speaking of running. We're fitness freaks here, man.
Fanatics.
We love health.
Fanatics at Cloggers.
Oi, just off the cuff, can we show the tops?
Health is wealth.
Show the tops. Give one to Tommy. Present one to him. Tommy. So we've got some...
So you're talking about keep on? Do you want the merch?
Yeah, we've got some new tops for our marathon.
Yeah.
that we're doing. So we wanted to present you one first.
The inaugural.
The inaugural.
Gurney so presentation.
Clogger running top.
That's huge.
Cloggers.
Yeah.
That'll go right next to the Neefel frame jersey running up 2014.
It says Cloggers Run Club, proudly powered by Pissant Performance, Tone Setters and UC Sports. Oh, come on.
That's unreal.
You're one of them. They're coming soon for the running.
Welcome to the crew.
Thank you.
We've got the t-shirt as well. Oh, that's another singlet.
Sorry.
This.
Can I get
we'll
some
give a t-shirt?
After as
you
well.
Can. Yeah, we can. Yeah. And tell them to put in my
and
hat.
You got
well.
A hat too that you can
and
wear.
And a running hat as a tee.
Oh. There's a hat. Thanks, mate. There's a tee. So these are going to be out in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We're really excited. Yeah, just to explain, it's a t-shirt and it says
what?
Cloggers on the front and then it says Cloggers are a run club, proudly powered by Pissant Performance, Tone Setters and UC Sports. Oh, come on.
Yeah, which is huge.
They're coming very soon. We're so wrapped with them and we haven't yet stuffed up the release. So
we're not going to.
I'm saying we actually are close to doing it.
We have to go live soon, boys, with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go live now then.
Okay. So, Tommy, you're back at training. How's it going?
Back at training today. Day one. So, the older boys obviously aren't required back. I'm old now. 28. It goes quick.
Goes quick, man.
28
take
as well,
from
man.
Me.
We're actually
it goes
friends.
So sweet, like a blink.
Been clogging since 93.
What are you, 33?
47.
Okay.
And, so older boys aren't required back. There's a few there today, but it's all about the young boys. But I feel like you got to dip your feet in the water. Otherwise, you come back 2 weeks later and the young boys are just burning up the track.
Yeah.
That's how I always thought.
Yeah.
I don't want to play Neefel again. I've done that.
No,
I've been there, done that.
What about though, like there's a part of that and there's a club at the moment that I think have done this, but like the older boys come back all early and you sort of get that peer pressured into getting back to training.
Yeah.
And look, wink at me, but I don't think anyone wants to go back to training early, but you feel like you have to because everyone's back early.
I know.
Yeah. It's like frowned upon.
Yeah.
It's
like non-compulsory.
I've actually got a few messages from a few of the guys like, why'd you go back today?
Yeah.
I'm like, I know. What are you doing?
Make
me
look bad.
Yeah.
We're not counting who's coming back, but thank you so much to X, Y, and Z for coming in early. You did not have to do that.
Yeah.
And you're just leading by example.
It's not compulsory, but you should come.
Yeah. It's not compulsory, but we're going to definitely see
you should definitely, but we'll be taking names.
Compulsory and uncompulsory sessions, that's for sure. But in saying that as well, it is easier to sometimes just do a session there than, at Royal Burnley with me.
Yeah, correct. No. You can actually get more out of a session with like a group rather than just like a pairs kick to kick. There's only so much you can do.
Unless you're on the ball magnets app.
Yeah, correct.
True.
Oh, great plug. Oh, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, tell us about that.
We're all ball magnets.
Yeah,
we're
ball magnets.
We're almost ball magnets for almost getting touches.
Yeah.
We want the actual.
I've heard about the almost touches.
Tommy, we want to know.
So what is an almost touch? Is it
so like so say you
like a 1 meter rule?
No, like essentially. So you're the one that you're in and under. You get it out.
If you miss me,
yeah. But if you've got the ball and you're coming up from a gramble and look at me with the ball and ignore me, that's an almost touch for me.
While
you're having 60 real touches, I've got at least 80 almost.
Yeah. Okay. Is that what you measured the game on?
You're around it.
Yeah, you come off you go, I've had 15.
You're in the right spot.
I've had 7.
Yeah.
Could have had 8. That's a good game.
That's a good day for me.
That's a good day.
No, it's going well, ball mate. It's gone really well. We're actually coming up with some pre-season programs. So next marathon, you might have to jump on board. It's obviously free now.
Is there marathon stuff?
Maybe we'll add for that for the next marathon. But it's the repeat speed sort of running we spoke about before, the hard stuff.
It's so hard.
So what Cripper, Lockie and I have done, and Aaron, so the four of us, we've put together, we've spoken with our high performance coaches at all our clubs, got all the brains together and put together like an AFL preseason, AFLW preseason. So for anyone out there that's interested, it'll be free. It'll be dropping in January. We'll release all our programs, strength, running, skills, tips, insights, plenty of stuff, which you can't really get anywhere else. It's, what's inside the AFL world. So we're pretty excited to let everyone in.
That's pretty cool,
man.
It's
actually amazing. Like, you're so right. Like, the first insight to actually what AFL players do and what it's like in there is so different to, like we've both been at the system, you're trying to do a program, and you're like, this is just not professional at all.
Do you know what's super funny, though? Like, now that I'm out of the game, and when I was playing footy, I was like, I don't give a shit about this stuff. Like, I honestly couldn't care less about just like all those things I was teaching you. And now I'm like trying to remember what they were.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yeah, when you're a kid as well, you're always like, I wonder what the AFL guys are. Like, I always used to think, what do the AFL guys do?
Yeah.
So that's sort of like what we put ourselves in, like the kids' shoes. Like, all right, what did we, like Cripper and I, were like, what did we want to know when we were 12 to 20 years old?
Yeah.
And we're basically going to give it all away because we've lived and breathed. It's our job.
Yeah.
So we're meant to know.
I could probably give you some good insight in there as well about some
things. Well, you can do the marathon segment. We might throw that in.
Yeah, we could do that for sure. I'm going to do that. So every list clogger out there, you're about to be a ball magnet.
No, we don't want them. No, don't don't download the app because I don't want them to be. I want them to be list cloggers, not ball magnets.
Combination.
Can't be both.
Why can't we? Well, hold on. Tell me.
Don't download the app.
His heritage. He cut his teeth being a list clogger.
Yeah, I don't get. Don't download. We don't.
I thought I was a part of List Clogger fan.
Mate, if they down, no, we're not going to get the.
Should I leave?
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, so, yeah, hey, don't do it yet. Just maybe later. After you've got the tease and you actually lose clogger.
After we do the marathon.
After we've done the Guernsey presentation, go be a ball magnet.
Yeah.
We're happy for that to happen.
Nah, definitely get on that. It's awesome, Tommy. So you're done now that you're going to.
Yeah, happy. I think that's me done. You got security here at
this August. Awesome. Hey, massive, massive news. I don't know if you've heard about this, but here Australian 7 TV journo Matt Doran had his interview with Adele Canned and was attacked by internet trolls for admitting at the end of the 30-minute interview that he hadn't listened to her album.
Dumb fuck.
Oh, my God. Is that true?
Yeah, I heard about it on the radio this morning. So they paid $1 million.
That is so
Chance
silly.
Paid $1 million, like Matt Doran, go over there, interview Adele, 23-hour flight to get to London. Had a couple of hours to spare to actually listen to the album. Halfway through the interview, she got like the whiff that he hadn't listened to the album. She was so what did you actually think, Matt? And apparently he goes, to be honest, I didn't listen to it. And she just stood up out of there. They paid $1 million for the interview. Crazy.
How would you not listen to the album?
Oh, you would.
I need it on vinyl.
Yeah, you should get it on vinyl.
Yeah.
It could be on vinyl. So that's, what a dumb, dumb dog. Dumb fuck.
Okay. Sounds like something you would do, to be honest.
I honestly, if that's... I would do that.
I have heard this album is. I haven't heard it, but I have heard it is incredible.
Yeah.
So when the vinyl comes out,
how do the albums work? She goes 19, 21, 30.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's for like it's a decade of her life. Every album.
Oh, so she brings it out the year she is.
I don't know. I think she doesn't. She release an album for every decade in her life. That's
Tommy. You'd know. What does she do?
It's a great question.
Is that how old she is?
But does she name them up? Does she name the albums after her age?
Your handicap, maybe.
Yeah. Same.
It's going up.
19, 20. So her first album was when she was 19. Oh, my goodness. That's unbelievable.
Star.
Is she still dating Skepta?
No, she's dating...
Rich Paul.
Rich Paul.
Is she dating LeBron's manager?
Yes, Rich Paul.
LeBron or Lealbo?
More like, don't push me off the line or they get an absolute fist in the jaw.
You know...
And what were your takeaways from that, dude, when you were watching it live? Because you love the NBA. What were you and who were they playing?
You know, I was sitting there going, don't do it. Don't do it.
Who were they playing, man?
Don't do it, Bron. Don't get up in his face.
Yeah.
Because this time of year, he always gets a bit narky because the playoffs are fucking, you got to set the tone towards the playoffs.
15 games in.
Yeah. And I know that that's like the most important time of the year because other teams are lacking. So like, he's just not going to do that.
And when they were playing...
Yeah, they were playing a tough game and it was obviously going to be really, really hard to do. But
yeah, but what team were they playing?
No, it's regardless because it's more about his mindset of the way he's playing NBA, which we love. And speaking of athletes, you know some basketballers, Tommy.
No, a couple actually, yeah.
Yeah, so, you met Steph Curry, which means I know Steph Curry.
Yeah, and by association correct. I do as well.
Tommy, who'd you
meet? Actually going to the States over Christmas. So hey, just really? A little bit more basketball stuff, yeah.
What are you going to do? You always do some weird stuff.
I do some weird things, yeah.
What are you going to do?
You're on the finger of the pulse kind of guy. Well, like you are, yeah.
Just got to get over there, suss it out. Obviously, Patty Mills, I think he's going to be in town. So I'm going to be in LA, so I'll get to see him actually versus your man, Bron.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, that'd be pretty cool.
Tell Bron not to smack him in the face, man.
Mm. Yeah. I'll tell you what's actually smart. So the guy that LeBron hit... really smart to cause a scuffle because I don't reckon anyone knew who he was and now his profile is just going to boost.
Oh yeah, he's gone massive.
It's actually really smart. Yeah.
Good branding opportunity.
Tommy, drop some names on, like give us some wow factor here. When you go over tell there, who are you seeing. On like, I know you're texting some of these guys.
Not texting terms at all, I've met a few, I've been very lucky, I've met a couple, not as famous as you two, but Kevin Durant, we did it was a year in, KD as you call it.
Right.
That was a year in, shout out to Hype Tours, I went over there with a few of the Swans boys, Harry Cunningham, Aaliyah Aaliyah, Gary Ablett was on the trip as well.
I know him.
Yeah,
you know him.
played with him.
And we spent a few hours with Kevin Durant, we met Steph Curry, they were probably the two biggest dogs.
What? I know
Magic Johnson, we did the Lakers facility, that was Magic. Sick. Yeah.
MJ. Magic Johnson. Yep. I know this now. I know
who do you know? Players that you've met. Deal. Go quickly off the top of your head. Who have you met?
I'm asking a question first. I know that in like these scenarios, right? Like you know, let's not. You're a Brownlow medalist. You're a good player.
You're starting.
I'm sitting next to you.
Like, I'm nervous. Also. I'm glad you brought that up as well.
I think I'm talking too much because I'm so nervous. People are going to be like, "Deal, shut up!" It's like I'm nervous right now.
Never forget your heritage, though. I clogged. Locked and clogged about 50 NFL games. So I remember my roots.
Yeah but they were making you, you know, really good.
There's a difference between clogging. Yeah. You played NFL and had 64 touches.
Yeah.
I was playing NFL and had like
15 and a goal.
Mate,
and
one of your games,
like, I should have been having like
one of your games was literally my season stats. Yeah. I was like, I've had 60 over 13 games. Yeah. This bloke's had 64 in one game.
Yeah,
how does that happen?
You're not cool, mate. Shut up.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Should I let, is that my second key to leave?
Yeah, it's your second one. You're still not getting it. These guys, when you meet these people over in the NBA, I met someone once and I just can't think who it was. And I was like genuinely like going, wow, like I'm nervous right now.
Obviously made an impact. If
it did.
Chris
Gordon. I can't remember who it was. No, it wasn't a basketballer. What's it like walking up to these? Like, do you actually get nervous?
Well, it's like, you know, when you're a kid, right, and you – it's weird, like, because we're, you know, we've been in that position and you're a kid and you look up to like an AFL player and then you think they're like God. Like,
yeah.
I used to be like a kid like that. And, you know, kids come up to you now, so you always try and like make their day because they think like they get so nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I still get that feeling now when I meet these guys. They're like, I'm, it's like I'm a kid again.
Yeah, for
sure. And they're like the best thing ever. So yeah, I get like really nervous.
No, me too. I would be getting nervous as well. I'm just trying to think who that person was. I remember meeting someone recently where I went up and like stumbled and then like went to like put my arm around him, but like hit him in the cheek.
Awkward.
And it was just like,
what athlete or what?
No, artist? I can't remember.
You probably messaged him on Instagram saying how much you loved him.
Yeah,
like you normally do.
Cool.
Have you messaged anyone lately? Have you surely a Yellowstone actor you've slid in? Oh, yeah. Rip.
No, hey, Rip. I actually have messaged Rip.
Actually,
what do you say?
Oh, I don't want to go into that now.
Hey, Rip, the way you're acting, man, just so appreciative.
Man, the way you set the tone at the ranch and the way you let Casey beat you up in front of the rest of the Cowboys was unbelievable.
The way that John respects you because you're actually not his son.
Oh, but
he's taking you under his wing like you are. It's something I absolutely love.
Yeah, me too. I don't know if this actually made the final cut last week. Because you ruined, like, remember when I said that one thing
about the
spoiler alert and we nearly got, like, burned?
And I said...
You said about James Bond, what happens?
Did he die?
You said something about that and we're not going to go into it today, about James Bond.
Hell yeah. Yeah, keep that in, it's funny. It's good stuff. Yeah, we are. Mate, James Bond's been out for 3 weeks. Come on. Oh, guys, honestly, if it's the last James Bond that he was ever going to be. Do you really think he's going to...
I'm so flat because spoiler. I was going to go see it.
Yeah.
And like now it's just
mate,
like.
I'll save you $18.
Yeah, okay.
Go on IMAX.
No.
Space Jam 2, are you talking about?
Yeah. Is that out yet?
Okay.
Mate. Did I miss that?
Space Jam. Tom. No, we're not children. Not go play with Lego, Tom, if you want to go play with Lego.
Tommy, it's been out for like 4 months.
Yeah, I'll go watch James Bond and then that after.
Now, back to spoiler alert, just in case you hadn't, you skipped that part. We're back in now.
And you're back in.
Now. Obviously, without spoiling any of the episode, we know there's a new Bond coming. Who is the next? Who would you like to see as the next James Bond in London?
Well, I was very happy with Daniel Craig. Who would I like to see? The next James Bond, Pete Davidson.
That's just actually like, not bad.
You know what the thing that fucks me off with James Bond, though? And like, it's a great franchise. He's always in the worst situations and somehow just, I'm safe now. I'm out of it.
Yeah, okay, Agent 007.
Who is the next James Bond? Do you have an Insta scoop here or not?
Well, I don't, but I said this last week and Sam said he might be too old, but Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I feel like, I know his name's been spoken about a lot. Yeah, well, he's a favourite now apparently.
Yeah.
Clarko's in the States.
Clarko might jump on there. I love Idris Elba. He plays, now you've definitely seen Luther. You listen to Priority Pick, obviously.
Every week.
Yeah. So you've watched Luther, I'm assuming, that I gave,
Doesn't listen to when 12 he's weeks driving.
Ago. I'm assuming you did that. Yeah,
cool.
Well,
he doesn't.
Luther that Idris Elba plays in. Now, not Lucifer out there for you children.
Oh, I've seen that show.
Not Lucifer. I'm saying Luther.
I know
different,
Luther.
Different series.
Lucifer's the devil.
Yeah, this one's not the devil. This is Luther, who's a detective. Unbelievable series. And that's why I think he'll be the next James Bond.
Okay.
Which is cool. Apple.
Who have they done?
Oh my God, have I got something for you?
Yeah. It's a scoop.
So, you know how Sam used to have a fucking Samsung or like something like that? Like, it was like a
Google
phone.
He's got a brand deal, does he?
He
signed us up for an Apple deal.
He got an iPhone last week.
Oh,
and he does not shut up about it. It's so funny.
Is it way better, Sam?
He came in the other day. He goes, man, check out this camera.
Yeah.
Check out this camera. No, check out this setting. It's MP4. Look at it. Look, it's fisheye. Look at the video. Look at the video.
Yeah, he did on the golf course.
Yeah, he made Tommy look at the other day as well.
Was he like, film my swing, man?
Yeah, film my swing.
Wow.
I've got to give it to him. Like, you know how people those days, He goes, man, these tech guys, they think it's the best thing ever. They think it's, I'm like, you're the fucking tech guy. Don't pretend you're not the guy that is there.
I'm just happy you're texting with your thumb and not a stylus anymore.
Yeah. And the other thing he's done as well is like working with him was great, right? You know, he had his Samsung, he'd make some shit as noise when he gets a message or something. But now he's come in and we've got the same message tone.
Oh, no. Why do that, Sam?
Yeah.
Change it.
Yeah, he's changed it.
You made him change it.
Anyway, so I'm reading something here that looks really cool. Apple is reportedly fast-tracking plans for its electric self-driving car with hopes it can be on the road by 2025, just 4 years away. Would you stick with the OG Tesla or would you go to an Apple electric car, Tommy?
I reckon Apple would have like some really cool features just because they're always good at that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Teslas look a bit Lego-ish.
You like Lego?
The four-drive Tesla looks a bit blocky for mine. I don't know. I haven't seen the Apple car yet.
Yeah, neither. Unless we get... looks like an iPod.
Drive around an iPod now.
It'd be pretty cool though. Like, I reckon it'd be sick to have an Apple car. The only thing is, I'd still want to listen to Spotify through it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to listen to Apple Music.
Yeah, that's a thing of the past. Remember LimeWire?
When
you get that thing, George Bush did something. Yeah. You remember you used to download a song and it'd be like that?
Yeah.
I used to have dial-up and it would take me like three days to get a song.
So hard to tune on the MSN.
Took me 3 days to download Cheerleader. Like, seriously.
You get the worst corrupt file.
Yeah, man, they were the best times. Did you guys ever have MSN together?
No.
What was your like Hotmail? Like, did you have like a, you would have had something like rare, like Tom_loves_footy rocks.
He's still got a shocking email. Like, it's like Dan a 4 year old email.
No,
it's like
email.
It's a shocking email. It's like a kid's email. Well, I just remember something very funny. So obviously, to give context to Tommy and mine and God's relationship, Tommy was actually in South Africa the day that Dan did.
I was.
Now you talk about it. Are we talking about
what
the day
were your memories?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I've got a funny memory of you that day as well. Tommy was best on that day. I've got a funny message. I've got a funny story about Tommy that day.
Yeah, I've got a few stories from that trip. We were like 16, weren't we? 15.
16, yeah.
So AIS trip.
Yeah.
And we were going to, we're in South Africa, very random.
Yeah.
Beat the South African team by like 250 points in short quarters.
Yeah.
And is this the bus story?
When he wrapped on the bus?
Yeah. Anyway, Goz was like, so he had to always like, number, you remember you had to say your number?
Yeah.
Like to make 29. Sure everyone was there and like so quiet, quietest guy, like 29. Like no one. I'd be like, one. Like we'd take the piss, but one. Yeah. You'd be like, two. And like you'd count up and be like, 29. And like I didn't even know like Goz was like,
I was there.
I thought he was like staff or like, yeah. He was just this tall guy.
I was there.
And I remember, and then someone's like, yeah, Goz can rap. Or it was like one of those.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
Because because all the South Australian boys, like they're always a bit weird.
Yeah, they're very
from
weird.
SA.
Yeah.
And one of the SA boys must have said, and then everyone like made you get up the front. That was so my only memory. I just remember him like, it was like a half beatbox, like half.
So
and I was
bad.
Like, kind of like, it was awesome, but it was like pretty weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. And then the rest of the trip didn't talk again. So
he didn't speak
so
again.
So weird. I guess I was a bit shell shocked because after I got off the ground from destroying South African national team in short quarters, I guess I didn't really have to speak after that.
No,
I
footy do the talking. You let the footy do the talking, don't you?
Tommy beat me for best on ground that day.
Yeah, he did.
Did you play in that game?
I did. I've got a funny story about it. So I never really got much midfield time. And I think that day when you're 200 points up, they sort of rotate most people through. And I remember Tommy had like 47 clearances and I didn't know what I was doing there. He goes, just stand there, man. You just like stand over there. I remember this like clear as day. And the ruckman, it might have even been you, that jumped up, like the two most dominant players on the ground, jumped up. And I was waiting there, like you tapped it to me and Tommy's telling me to like wait there. And like I'm going, yeah, I've got it. Then all of a sudden Tommy just comes fucking nowhere and just takes it straight out of my hands. I was like, mate, we're 200 points up. Like I've literally never had a clearance in my life and he's just stolen one from me in the middle of the ground.
Been down back and the South Africans have had one inside 50.
Just going.
All the recruits are watching. Going, what the hell? Come on.
I'm flat footed and he comes up to me. Looks me in the eyes, spits on me, and said, "Don't ever be flat-footed again."
Well, I probably did do that because Ashburton Fitzroy rivalry. We had a rivalry in under 15s,
yeah,
same junior back. Clubs. Goes way back, so that probably makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm not rivalry over it. For the days. Yeah. I don't know about this.
Yeah,
rivalry.
That was big rivalry. Well,
that's another show for another time.
Yeah,
I'm looking up a photo because I reckon in the photo of
you've got it somewhere.
No, I reckon in the photo that there's a photo of us playing in under 16s.
Oh,
I've got a photo of you actually on my Facebook. I can actually get it up. I'll send it to Sam. It's very funny. Through. It's us in the in the townships in South Africa.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think I've got some good ones of those too.
I've got a memory of that day, that time you ruined that guy's career on the bus, which we won't say who it is.
No, we're not talking
when you pushed him over.
That wasn't down the bus. That was at the IAS where I pushed him downstairs.
And embarrassed him in front of all the recruiters.
No, we're not talking about that.
And then he got never drafted. Well, James Bond dies.
Miles Bond.
Wait. Big Bird.
No, we're not talking about
Big Bird. You're a big bird?
Big bird.
Did Dill Sheil once steal your boot? We were going to play a game like, this is like the biggest game. This game, play while we get drafted.
This wasn't
he took his boots out of the boot bag and like left them at the hotel. Is this right?
Yeah, what happened was, we're like playing in one of the biggest games. Like, this is, you know, back in the day when we took things very seriously. Oh, yes, we're on the bus, like the Australian under 16, 17 team. And I'm like, pretty much how I prepare for golf now. Don't fuck around. You know, like I've got my swing, I've got everything there. Like I clean my golf shoes every night. Like everything's laid out on my bed. Yeah. I wrap it up. Anyway, I think I might have been rooming with Sheely or something like that.
Yeah.
And I get on the bus.
Oh no.
And he goes, we're just about to take off. And he goes, look in your bag, man.
No, before that he was giggling. And
yeah, he was giggling.
And because you were in serious mode, you're like, wait, what's funny? And you're still giggling.
It's pre-game
and
then he's
like, yeah. On the way.
No,
yeah.
Like on the bus. Oh. You wouldn't have been, you probably would have up the front holding the hand or something.
The corner.
Yeah. And he looked on the bus and opened my boot bag and I had one white Nike boot and then I had one black Nike boot with metal studs in it. And we're like on our way to the game. Like on our way. And I'm just like, fuck. What the actual fuck?
He just gave me a lie.
Yeah, like, actually. You're rattled.
I think we put over the bus and had to go and get my boots. Like it was funny but like also was a bit rattled.
Don't do that. I'm trying to get drafted.
Don't ever do that.
In the top 20.
So yeah. Now,
how did that end? Did you get your boots or not?
I went out to get my boots, yeah.
You had to go back and get your boots?
Yeah, it's a pretty shit ending to the story, to be honest. Yeah, that's all that happened.
Fair enough.
That's about it. Now, Dan, you sit down for a second, play with some Lego.
Okay.
Tommy's going to give you some insight here. Draft is next week.
I think it's
this Wednesday. Actually.
Yeah. I think it's
from, so the draft is Wednesday, week, man.
2 days time. Like,
for you, like that's when you start analysing players next week, when they have their first week, how they're settling in with the boys.
Draft picks mean nothing. I do the draft after the draft.
And as the coach would say to me, day one of the recruits coming in, fellas, it doesn't matter what number you are. Forget the number. Everyone's on the even playing field.
Yeah, 100%.
And that was never the case because Jacob Wiering was always in like the first teams. I was in the probables, possibles.
Birth certificates?
Rip it up. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You should do a segment like things never said at footy clubs. Oh. Like that. Okay. Those two are
things
dollar
never
I won.
Everyone's
like,
on a level playing field.
We'd put a house on that. Yeah, they're going to be said.
Yeah. Everyone that has an equal opportunity to get a spot in this team this year. No, we don't.
Boys, this year?
No,
I don't care who you are. I don't care how many games you've played. You're getting picked from the start. Yeah. That's exactly it. We're not. There's no history here. We're going right from the start.
Throw away the team sheet from last year. Everyone's level playing field.
Now, question being,
pick the team this year.
Draft this week.
Yeah.
What's some advice? Ball magnets. Serious advice that you'd give some young players.
All right. A few things.
I've got one, and I'm actually genuinely serious. But I'm gonna go.
I've got one too. Kind of left field. I feel like when young guys come in, you're trying almost like, you're looking up to your idols. And I reckon if some guys aren't themselves, some of them are shy and feel like they have to be someone they're not.
Yeah.
And I think good footy clubs are, they talk a lot about being yourself and being embraced for who you are. And I think they've come a long way, especially from we started. It was almost
definitely.
A bit of a boys club. Like, you do this or we'll bash you.
Yeah.
Definitely preach that.
And now it's like, be yourself. And I think no matter what you like, just be yourself and the boys will love you for it.
Yeah.
No, that's so true.
And ball maggots tip would just be
down the app.
There's still guys that come into, this is probably more of a serious one, but they come in and they can't handball both hands. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like kicking's fair enough. Like you need to, on your opposite foot, you need to be able to like get out of trouble. You don't have to be able to hit a target.
Yeah.
But handballing's bizarre. Like, and still coming into the league. So I'd say skills and hard work's the obvious one. But I think the being yourself's a good one.
Mate, that's such a good one. In all seriousness, like, well, I know I did, Dan maybe as well, but I struggled that so much. Oh. I like just fucking tried to fit in no matter what I did. And then until I didn't give a fuck, it started, like, as in I didn't care what people thought. That was when I was the most happiest. But I would say the same thing. Don't go into a club wanting to be liked, want to go and be respected. And literally, I'm not even joking when I say this, go in like match practice and just like deck like the biggest player you can find and try and just set the tone straight away. Just say to him, I'm not here to fuck around, boys. Yeah.
That happened in Sydney actually. A guy called Patrick Mitchell, not sure if you know him, American guy, came over and
didn't work out for him.
Well, this is why, because Kurt Tippett was on like $3 million a year, or not that much, but he was on a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it was in an AFL game, it was clogging at this stage. Tippo had come back from a big injury, first game back. Have a run in the twos, mate. We'll get you in the ones next week. Prize recruit, like he's going to win us a grand final.
Yeah.
And they said to Paddy, he's just learning the game. They said, just don't worry about, just stay away from him because he had a bit of a record at training for hurting people.
Yeah.
Mm. Not intentionally, just didn't know what he was doing. first quarter, long ball, long kick down the line. Paddy's just put his knee into the back of Tippo.
Oh, no.
Broken ribs. I think he broke like three ribs, like bit of damage, internal damage as well. And that cooked our season, which was great. Anyway,
okay, so what I said earlier in terms of doing that
Don't break the marquee player's ribs.
Yeah, like pick your battles. Don't be going after like your top three.
Yeah.
I'm talking like maybe your B grade to C grade player that is just annoying you a little bit. Go after them.
Okay. I was happy being myself on the bus in South Africa, not say anything and not be boxing in front of everyone. So yeah, be yourself. I'm third on that. Mine would be, and this is actually, be very realistic about how it's going to go your first year. If you are in the first 25, 30 picks, you're a chance to play a game. You're a chance.
Yeah, you are.
If you're
also,
like,
also 60th, think if you expect you're going to play, you won't.
Yes. So if you're like a late pick, like work your ass off 100%, but be very realistic about how it works.
I think what you're saying as well, though, like if you're coming in the match practice, don't hold back. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes,
as well?
I'm saying just
like,
go for it.
Go be the best player.
Just do it.
Sounds bad, but like go, like you're a bit like, oh, I can't step on this guy's toes. You have to. You're going to take your chance.
You actually have to. Like, that's one thing I wish I did now looking back, like have the belief, like I'm actually the best player out here.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, you are so much better than me. Like, I'm happy to get a couple of almost touches.
I was like, oh, if you guys want to pass, like, if you want to pass the ball, you can.
Here if you need, all good. Don't stress.
No, it's not fitting.
Insurance.
Yeah, don't do that.
I know.
All right, it's our favourite time of the week. Compliment of the week. I love it when we've got more people in the studio now.
Yeah.
We're going to go around the circle and tell each other what we love about each other. Tommy, you know I love this game.
Oh, you're really, very good at it.
First, I'm going to say Dan to Dill, Dill to Tom, Tom to Dill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that makes sense. It'd have to be Tom to Dan.
Why is it just like a bit of an open slather kind of compliment?
Have you ever played this year where you say what you hate about him as well? Is that too heavy?
No, we don't do that here. We're all about positivity.
I'm all for it.
All about positivity here. All right, now.
Your face annoys me. And I kind of want to punch it sometimes. It's a good game, Tom. I like it. They were talking.
All right, you're first, man. You have to go for me, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
What's the nicest thing you can say to me, man?
I'm actually trying to hold back tears here. When James Bond, no. I think the hardest part about being your friend is making it seem as though I like my other friends as much as I like you, which is just ridiculous. And that's just not even looking, you know, on compliments on Google.
Yeah.
That's just what I've thought about lately. Thanks so much.
A lot, man. Thank you so much. That was so nice of you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
I'd love to say one back, but I've got to go over here.
You can go.
Yeah. Tommy, man.
Like eye contact.
Tommy, man.
Yeah, eye contact with him.
What I love about you, besides the fact that you can cop a fucking pinnacle to the Salinas, it's just the fact that you rock up day in, day out, and you be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, that's actually really nice.
And
thank you. It's a compliment. And also want to say, as beautiful as you are on the inside, you're more – sorry, can we go back?
Keep going.
This is a description.
As beautiful as you are on the outside, I'm sure your intestines look even more beautiful on the inside.
Whoa.
Thanks, Dill.
Yeah.
That was really nice. I really like this game.
Yeah, it's good.
That was bad.
Sorry.
Tommy, your go. Oh, your go, man.
Who am I up to?
Dan.
Don't bring up one of the time I, you know, smashed South Africa. I've already heard it enough times. Okay.
I really like two things about you.
Oh
man. Only two?
Yeah, just two. Plenty. Firstly, I've really enjoyed your James Bond insights tonight.
Thank you.
And secondly, I just have to say, like, I can't go past the beatboxing.
Thank you.
I just can't.
Yeah, thank you.
And that made the trip.
Thanks.
Yeah. And that's, you know, they're the moments to stick with
you. What's brought us together, really.
Yeah, that's awesome. Look at us.
Clogging with
look
you.
Look at us, friends.
And man, I know that I'm not meant to be talking one about you. I know that I'm not meant to be.
Yeah.
But I can't fucking go past the fact that you are a pillar of this relationship.
Yeah.
And without you,
this
doesn't matter.
Yeah. Thank you. And boys, just before we wrap this up, I was just thinking on the way in here when I knew that both of you were going to be here, I was just thinking, I don't like when both of you aren't around.
Yeah.
Because when you're not around, all the fun seems to go away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love fun.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite things ever.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Because the thing about not being around is, you're not present in the moment.
Mm.
What's that quote about if you're not here, you're not around or something? What's that quote?
So while you just think for another compliment, let me just say this.
Oh, I've got it.
Yeah.
The thing about not being around is, man.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Yeah.
And the thing about not being around is, man, because when I say be there or be square, it's because if you're not here, you're not around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, but you actually took the thoughts out of my brain.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any more we need to say on this, but
aside
from food, you're my favorite.
Thank you, man.
And I fucking appreciate love that. Food.
I appreciate that.
No, but seriously, in all honesty, Dil.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, moving forward with life and everything.
Mm.
New sting, man. Okay, now, Tommy, I know you're a fan of Priority Pick. You said earlier,
this is,
you watched Luther.
Where's Lego here?
You watched Luther. You love Priority Pick.
Man, you just keep picking stuff
every,
that's
watch every
rated five stars.
No, I actually don't.
Yeah, good. Okay. Thank you.
Now, leave that that's in as well.
That's just another member that doesn't listen to it.
Now, we're going to make a call to someone, Matt Booze.
Matt speaking.
Matt, Dylan, Dan from this club. Matt. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
How are you, Boozy boy?
Booze. Is it Booze? Matt Booze?
Yeah, that's me.
You're reversing there, are you?
Your last name, Booze.
What's going on in the background there, mate? It's a bit of a noise.
Well, I'm at work. I work for the man. So.
Oh, you work for the man.
Work for the man, mate. Hagen's working for the man. Lovely. He would respect you, though, as well, wouldn't he, if he knew the amount of work you're doing right now.
Oh, exactly. Because you know.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
So, what's it like?
What's it like taking a phone call when you work? Do you have to like ask if you can?
No. Well, what Matt and I would know, because we work for the man, is that he respects us so much. He's like, as long as you're working here 9 to 5, doing what I'm telling you to do, you can have a little bit of leeway.
Fantastic. We love that, Maddie. It's an absolute honour to have you on the show, and we're so excited to have a chat with you today, my friend. And we love you for your loyal listening and support, and your guidance and your efforts
and your production
and your production. Because you, my friend, have put together one of the all-time stings. I haven't heard it yet. So I thought that I'd wait. Like, I know how good it is. But I thought I'd wait to hear it because I wanted to hear it, you know, live on air.
I'll tell you what. I've heard it and it's probably my favourite thing. My only thing I like about Priority Pick is the sting.
Wow. So it's really good.
I'm in for the sting and then
I'm having a nap. It's obviously going to pump up the show.
I'm excited for it. And then when it finishes 100%. And you start talking Bucks, I'm out.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. I'm just going to get into play it then. And then we can maybe talk about it after.
Here we go.
You're now listening to Priority Pick.
Great.
Oh, God.
Awesome. All time. Killed it.
Matt.
Couldn't think of a better way to sum up the segment.
So when you say work for the man, I'm assuming your boss is Mr. Lego Man, is it? Or what's going on, mate? That is offensive.
Unbelievable. I love it. Mate, you've nailed everything. You've nailed everything that segment stands
He's
for.
He's wrapped. He's absolutely wrapped.
Maybe a little bit good to start, and then you start getting deeper and deeper into it, like 20 seconds, and it's like, oh, when does this shit end?
Yeah. Talk us through the creation for that, mate. Where did that come from?
Well, I was in the old home studio that I've got.
Yeah, the lab.
That day. And I was actually working on a People Who thing for you guys.
Oh, yes. Now we're talking.
And finished that. And then I was like, well, why stop there? We'll go as Priority Pick.
Well, yeah.
It took me about 10, 20 minutes to come up with that creation. So happy with it that I had to send it through. And here we are.
And you should be happy with it. It's unbelievable.
That's the new thing.
Unbelievable.
What I'm saying is we might have found,
What I'm asking is, so when it, obviously the pump up at the start, then it goes into the snoring. So I'm just assuming when the snoring comes, is that because like you're getting tired or is it because my segment goes into such a deep level, like such a deep, deep level beneath the surface level that it's
beyond
just such
level,
a,
yeah.
Yeah, it's beneath the surface level so that that's the feeling that you get from it.
Yeah. You start snoring.
But it's like it's like a reward though as well though, like because you've done so well listening to the episode up to this point and all you really need to do is listen to the sting and then once the sting finishes halfway through and snoring, everyone else can join in and have a snore.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Yeah,
nailed it.
Yeah. No, he's right with that. Well done, you, mate. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Nailed him, mate. He killed him. Yeah.
So you boys are happy with it, yeah?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, mate. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. No, you're, yep. No, I love
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
Awesome, mate. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm assuming, just lastly, mate, have you seen the Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
No. You
going to
let me know about it?
Well, oh, my God. You really have been sleeping throughout my Priority Picks, haven't good. You? Mate, you've got to get on the Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Absolute facial, mate. You serve it to him. He loves it.
Matty, I think it's your boss calling, mate. We're going to let you go. You can get back to work, all right?
Nailed it, Matty. Love it. You're the best, mate.
See you, Matty. Thanks so much, mate. Appreciate
see you
it.
Late.
Cheers.
There you go.
Oh, what a star. What an absolute star he is.
Unbelievable. What a legend.
What a legend.
I love that he just absolutely stuck it to you as well.
Oh, mate, I am.
You're like a bloody fool now.
You know, I don't even feel that shit.
Matty absolutely punked you.
Nah, he's funny. Funny man, Matty.
He's funny.
Good that. Good banter. All right,
so what boring stuff do you have for us now?
All right, I've got a really good show for you. Now, a podcast I've been listening to of late. Very good podcast. Now,
is it Hamish and Andy?
No, it's not. We do love Hamish and Andy, but it's not them. Dan.
Yeah.
What would be one of your favourite bands as a kid?
Oh, easy. Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, okay, nice. What about Silverchair?
Yeah, okay, yeah. You just picked the number one podcast to go and listen
no,
to.
No, I didn't, Dan.
Life of Daniel Jones.
Oh, Life of Daniel Jones, is it?
Johns.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's called Who is Daniel Johns? Okay. Who is Daniel Johns? Amazing, amazing podcast. I've been listening to this one, Spotify exclusive, actually.
Mm.
And basically, I knew who Silverchair was. Okay, like I like their music, cool. I didn't realize their story and how amazing it is.
No, pretty, I don't know the hectic. Story.
Have you heard it?
It's spoiler. You're going to spoil it like James Bond or not?
No, I'm not going to spoil it. But basically, Daniel Johns, who is one of Australia's most talented artists of all time, basically was in like one of the biggest bands, called, you know, Silverchair.
Silverchair.
Obviously. And they like broke into the American market, Australian market when they were their first album, and they were 15 and 16 years of age.
They went stupid viral.
Stupid viral. Mm. Stupid viral. Stupid. Anyway, from there they got really, really like spun out with fame and all these other sorts of things, and the band sort of broke up, got back together. This podcast is
about
very
it all.
Cool. Yeah, it's very, very cool.
Worth a listen.
Worth a listen, I'd say. I think the other million people listening to it, because it's at number one in the charts, would agree with me.
So what you did is open Spotify and said, yeah, it's number one.
Just went to the top one.
Hey, I'm actually asking because I know you've got a finger on the pulse on everything. Have you watched A Man Named Scott, Kid Cudi doco?
No.
I've heard it's unbelievable.
Okay.
It goes about Kid Cudi's journey, his struggles and breakthroughs in music, mental breakthroughs, you know, his health.
I love unbelievable. Kid
Cudi. Hey, you get about ratings? 8.1 out of 10.
What on?
IMDb.
Mm.
They're pretty good.
I obviously know about that.
No, you don't, because you look shocked.
I am Scott.
So now that I'm taking over this segment.
I am Scott.
No, you're not at all.
Is that what it's called?
A Man Named Scott.
Yeah.
On Amazon Prime. Scott.
Okay.
You're that subscription?
Yeah, I've got subs coming out of me ears.
Yeah, you do the subs coming
out of me ears. Cool, well, I'll get on that. Did you end up listening to that other one that everyone loved that I gave a recommendation to the other day? I think you should leave.
Patuta Advocate.
I think you should leave, it was called. Everyone loved that
one. I told you I'd watch that,
death threats about that, but besides that, it was good.
Boy, hey, before we leave.
Nah, we better go, man. We better go.
I just want to say one thing.
No, because we've got the time and it's really running out, man.
I'm
just
saying, like, can we stop calling me a real estate on my Instagram and stuff? I'm not a real estate agent. Keep saying, like, I put a photo up last night and someone said, oh, a few beers after making a sale.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't
with your real estate friends.
Yeah.
I put one up at my engagement party. Someone said, yeah, nice real estate haircut. I don't work in real estate, so can we please stop doing that?
Man, you'd be busy this weekend. There's a lot of opens. The market is booming at the moment.
I don't work. I don't work in real estate.
I'd love to see someone get you on that page, Lords of Real Estate.
Oh, I'll dominate that. So let's, guys, like, awesome joke, and I love, everyone knows how much I love
gags.
You love
banter.
I love laughing, okay?
You do look like a real estate agent.
Maybe not say I'm a real estate agent, because not every comment needs to be something about me being an agent, because I'm not.
Yeah, and I love it that no one takes a piss out of me on Instagram or anything, so it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's died down though now, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, I appreciate that everyone's stopped doing that. Yeah. It's awesome.
And you're feeling good?
Like, I feel so good about it. Yeah, mum's not hitting me up about messages anymore, concerned with comments on my page.
That's good.
Yeah,
man. I'm glad.
Man, I'll see you later.
See you, bro.
Before we go, though, one more thing.
So good
Tommy's
seeing you,
sort
Tommy.
Of just Tommy's just like,
so good
like
seeing
he was
you, bro.
Sitting there, but like, you know the athlete he is. He's just doing like six ground balls over the back.
He is doing some ground balls right now. He's actually hip-and-shouldering the ping-pong table.
He's just doing ground balls and some clean hands. As soon as he said about those left-handed handballs, he just went and pumped out 1,000.
I'm going to go over there next to him and say insurance, just in case you need it. No, thank you for coming on, Tom.
Tommy.
Ball magnets, get on it, guys. Unbelievable insight to the world of football, training programs.
Don't get on it.
Everything you need to be elite, go from list clogger to being elite through ball magnets. So get
don't
on there.
Don't download the app.
See ya.
Well done. Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's just celebrating. He's celebrating a point. Jackie.